Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Joe, thanks again for the invitation. Great to be here.
So a lot to talk about this morning, mostly focusing on the school board meeting from last night. First of all, one of the action items was a fund transfer from the general fund to the student construction fund, and this is for the building trades class. So what can you tell me about this and just sort of the progress of the building trades class?
Well, it's an exciting event. First time for a while that we've had the building trades building a home. So Mr. Mormon and his students are in the process of doing that right now. So first of all, the loan, so to speak, from the general to the building account was completed at $160,000. The hope there is by May, they'll be completing the house and then being able to sell it then throughout the summer is the goal. And then eventually that whole program will be sustainable. That's the goal right now. So the progress, you just need to go by the house. You can see the walls are going in. They've done a lot of infrastructure, of course. The basement has been finished too. A certain degree, I mean a partial finish, and now they're putting walls up and they hope to have it enclosed by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's a very exciting project, a very exciting class, and from what Mr. Mormon said, it sounds like the students are really learning a lot.
They're learning a ton. All of the aspects from plumbing to electrical to the carpentry work is being learned, and it is so exciting to see those kids engaged. And also we've had a lot of good help from the community, people that are also helping. We have the city working out with us, and it's just been a great team effort, and kudos to the building trades students as well as Mr. Mormon for the work on that.
Absolutely. Now, another action item was changing the requirements for graduation. Mr. Marburger, the high school principal, kind of talked about this shift, basically, in some of the credits that are required. So what can you tell me about how that now looks?
Well, the credits are going to remain the same for graduation, 46 credits. They're just being shifted a little bit. Math credits, we used to be one of the few or only school to have 7 credits. That was reduced to 6 credits. And then they moved financial literacy into the global economics and then increased the electives from 18 to 19. So basically, same graduation requirements as far as total credits have shifted the math, financial literacy, and electives around a little bit to make that work out.
For sure. Now, that global economics class, that's still kind of a new part of the curriculum, correct?
That is correct. I think this is the second year that we've had the global economics. So they're working on that curriculum and seeing what can fit into it and what can't, and trying to do some shifting around a little bit. So overall, same credits, shifting the credits around and making things work.
All right. Now, one item that wasn't discussed but is still on a lot of people's minds is enrollment in the district. From what I've heard and seen, the enrollment in the district is actually pretty good right now.
It is pretty good. We're steady. We're up, they say, a half a student. You go, how can you have a half a student? But there's a complex system and all that. But anyway, the main thing is that we increased a little bit, and that was great news because we had a huge senior class, close to 170 that graduated, and then our incoming kindergarten, we're at about 130, 135. So that's quite a few students that you need to gain between kindergarten and this group of seniors. So that's a real positive. The other thing that's a positive, our preschool numbers are looking strong. So it's a solid performance enrollment-wise, and we're really tickled with that. One other positive, I know enrollment out has always been a concern for us, and that decreased about, I think, 18 students. So that's a positive because our ultimate goal is to be able to retain students, attract, and we want to be a place that people want to learn and settle in here in Perry and continue with a vibrant economy and a vibrant school.
Absolutely. So all good trends there. Now, one thing that I want to ask you about kind of has to do with basically the weather that we're experiencing right now. Obviously, every winter you have decisions to make on sometimes a weekly, even daily basis on whether or not school is going to happen that day. So talk about the decision making when it comes to canceling or delaying school.
Well, it is a big deal. First of all, when we make that decision, we take it very seriously, realizing you're going to make a decision that somebody's not going to like. And really, we try to base it on one criteria, and that is we want to try to have school, if at all possible, and if people can get there safely. So with that being said, Mr. Griffith, our transportation director and I visit early in the morning, you know, sometimes 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and it depends on the weather, but we do talk a great deal in the morning, and we would like to make that decision, you know, by 5 or 5:30, if at all possible, because we have many people going to work, need to make plans, so we're cognizant of that. We did make yesterday's a little bit later. I was hoping that that front would have moved through just a little bit quicker, but there was just too much snow and too much wind. The key factor in making these decisions as far as safety is concerned, you got to look at that wind. That's a big factor. Plus, yesterday, the ice was very prevalent. So anyway, we did a 2-hour, right, wrong, or indifferent. We felt like it was a solid decision. We don't hit them all, I know. But here's the other factor, Joe. We want to try to have school because I know to make up many days at the end of the year is not what people want to do. And I don't either. Snow days are fun, but they're not fun at the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about here today is something that also happened yesterday. In addition to the 2-hour late start, you had your annual Veterans Day celebration, and I was there for part of it, and once again, seemed like it was a great event.
Great event, great attendance by our veterans, as well as we had a lot of students there. We highlighted a number of things. First of all, the great service that these people have done for us here in the United States in our 22nd annual Veterans Day. And like some of the speakers said, there is probably no other veterans program like this in the state. So if you haven't been to the one in Perry, go to it. One, to honor the people that have served our country. Number two, just to see the magnitude and the whole atmosphere of service and honor. It's just a tremendous, tremendous thing. So a big shout out to all of the people that help with that. Specifically, though, I know Brenda Minton and Mr. Lipovac have been key players throughout this whole tradition. It is a tremendous, tremendous tradition. So take a moment next year, take a look at it, because it's worth going to.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Joe, great to be a superintendent here in Perry, and thanks again for having me here, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.